Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shlomo Perlstein. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated in honor of Rabbi Aaron Kaufman, Rosh Yeshivas Ateres Shmuel of Waterbury.
That's Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara, on the bottom of that Tzadik Beis, Amud Beis, wanted to prove that Kedushin are not Teifis by Shemeres Yevam, from the Mishnah that says in Kedushin that a man is Mekadosh a woman, who's a Shemeres Yavam, and he says, Hareyat mikudeshes li la'achar she'achloitz lechi vameich, he's mekadosh her, and the chalitza of the Kedushin will be after the chalitza, it says she's not mekudesh. So you see from there that it's a chasaron of Dovash Leibol Ailam, because she can't be in this Kaddish now, the zika that she has to her Yavam refrains her from being in this Kaddish. The Gemara asks, maybe there's no raya from there. Maybe that Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Akiva that holds that Kedushin are not Tefis B'chayim Eilavin at all. And it's not because she's a Yevam Lashuk. According to the Chacham, maybe a Yevam Lashuk will have Tefis Kedushin. So the Gemara answered, the Mishnah can't be going according to Rabbi Akiva because Rabbi Akiva holds Adam Makna Devar Shleim Ola Oilom, as the Gemara proves it from a Mishnah Masech Tekstubis. Therefore, we still have a raya that the Mishnah in Kedushin is muchach that there is no tefisas kedushin by a shemeres yavam, and that's why it's a davar shleibol ha'ilam, and the kedushin won't be chal. The Gemara is doicha. This teretz, the Gemara holds that there is no raya from the Mishnah in Masechet Ksubos that Rabbi Akiva holds that odo makna davar shleibol ha'ilam, and therefore the Gemara's zichui stands. It could be that the Mishnah in kedushin is going according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds there's no tefisas kedushin by chayvei lavin, but according to the Chachamim that hold there is tefisas kedushin by chayvei lavin, a yavam alashuk can have Tfisas Kedushin, and the Mishnah in Kedushin is going according to Rabbi Akiva. Now the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Halacha Tezayin, Mehilchas Ishus, paskins that if a man is Mekadosh HaShemeres Yavam, and he tells her, Hareyat Mekudeshes Li La'achar She'achlitz Lachi Vameich, he's Mekadosh her now, and he tells her the Chalois of the Kedushin should be after the Chalitza, the Rambam paskins she's Mekudeshes. The Rambam explains, Hoyel V'kidcha Ato, you are Kedushin Taifis and Misafik, since if he was Mekadosh her now, the Kedushin would be Taifis Misafik. The Rambam passes like Shmuel that a Shemeres Yavam has Tisis Kedushin Misafik, and therefore, if a man is Mekadosh a Shemeres Yavam, Lachar, Shiach Lutz La Yavama, she's Mekudeshes. Now the Magen Mishnah explains that when the Rambam writes she's Mekudeshes, it doesn't mean that she's Mekudeshes Bevadai. Even though the Rambam doesn't write it, he means she's Mekudeshes Misafik. Since the whole idea of Tfisas Kedushin by Shemeres Yavam is only a Safik, since she's not Bevadai, a woman who has Tfisas Kedushin in her, therefore, we can't say she's Mekudeshes Vadai. The Rambam must mean she's Mekudeshes Misafik. However, the Kesef Mishnah comes up with a tremendous chidush. The Kesef Mishnah explains that since the Rambam writes Mekudeshes, he doesn't mean Mekudeshes Misafik. If he meant Misafik, he'd write that. He means she's Mekudeshes Vadai. How could she be Mekudeshes Vadai? There's no Tfisas Kedushin Bevados by Shemeres Yavam. The old thesis Kedushin is Misafik. So how would we say that she's Mekudeshes Vadei when he's Mekadesher La'achar She'achlitz La'yavama? It's a Dover Shaleba La'olam Al-Kapana Misafik. To that, the Kesef Mishnah explains that since there's a Safik Al-Kapanim, that's enough of a reason to call her a Dover Shaleba La'olam. The Safik is enough to make it that it's not a Dover Shaleba La'olam, and therefore, when he's Mekadesher now, La'achar, the chalitza that she gets from her yavam, it's considered a kedushin vaday. The fact that misafik it shayach tefisas kedushin makes her already a davar shabala oilam. Now the Karen Ayra brings that the achrayim ask on the kesef mishnah, it's a pella. If it's only a safik, how could the kesef mishnah say that she's bevaday a davar shabala oilam? On the tzad that there's no tefisas kedushin by shemeres yavam, how could he say that she's considered a davar shabala oilam? It should be only a safik davar shabala oilam. And the Karen Ayra answers, since the whole idea of Dover Shleibo La'olam doesn't work because there's no Smichas Das, the person who does it can't possibly really mean it. It's not Ba'olam B'chlal. Therefore, in a case where Al Kolponim Misafik it's Chal, that Safik alone creates a Smichas Das. Since a Tmisas Kedushin by Shemeres Yavam is Chal Misafik, so she's Kaddish to him very seriously. She means it with a full Gmir's Das. The Chalois Kedushin Misafik is enough to make it Dover Shabala Olam because she's doing it very seriously. Therefore, the Rambam paskins that if a man is Mekadish, a Shemeres Yavam, La'acha, She'achlitz, La'yavama, after the Chalitza, she's Mekudeshes Bevadai, and there's no Chisaron of Dover Shabala Olam, since she means it seriously, because Al Kolponim Misafik, it's possible to be a Tfisas Kedushin in this woman. Now, the premise that the Karen Oira is making, that the reason Davar Shleimo La'olam is not Chal, is because there's no Smichas Das, that's really totally in two different shitas why Davar Shleimo La'olam is not Chal. Some explain, as the Karen Oira wrote, that it's a chasar of smichas das. The person who does the hakno doesn't mean it seriously. Therefore, when we believe that the person means it seriously, even by davar shleibo la'olam, it should be chal. However, there's another school of thought amongst the paiskim that the reason davar shleibo la'olam is not chal in a kinyan is not because of the smichas das, rather because it's not ba'olam. Something that's not ba'olam cannot have a chalais kinyan made on it. If that's the case, the Karen Oira's teretz won't stand. Even if she means it seriously because there's Tfisas Kedushin in Yisafik, but she's not a person that's shaykh to have Kedushin on her, on the tzad, that there's no Tfisas Kedushin by Shomer HaSiyava. Now the Gemara brings a whole list of shitas that hold Adam Makna Davar Shleibo La'olam. The first shita the Gemara brings is Rav Huna. Rav Huna says somebody who sells the peiros of his tree to his friend before they came into being, Rav Huna says, the Meicher could be Chayzer before it comes La'olam, Mishabo La'olam, once it comes into the world, the Meicher can't be Chayzer. Rav Nachman says that Ein Odom Makna Davar Shleibo La'olam, he holds that even once it came into the world, the Meicher could still be Chayzer. However, Rav Nachman says, Meidina, the Shamat V'Ochel, Lo Mafkina Minei. I Meida, that if the Lekeach, who bought these fruit when they were Lo La'olam, and the Meicher wasn't Chal, yet, if once they came la'olam, the lekeach went ahead and ate them, le'mafkinamine, we don't make him pay. The mecha wasn't chal, but since he ate the peiros, he's potter from paying. There's a machlekes Rashi and Taisus, what's pshat in that? According to Rashi in Bava Metzia Daf Samech Vav, the reason that we don't make him pay because the mecha was definitely mechal. The mecha thought that the lekeach was kaina. Now, in reality, he wasn't kaina. He holds Ein Odom Makna Davar Shleibo La'olam. Just since he was Meichel, we cannot make the Lekeach pay. Taisa Sakasha, that's a Mechila B'Tavos. And we know the Halacha is Mechila B'Tavos, lo have a Mechila. So Taisa's answers, it's not because of the Mechila that we don't charge the Lekeach. The reason is because Nichalei Deleku Behem Nusay. The Meicher wants to be perceived as someone who keeps to his word. And since he promised to sell it, true, al pidin, the mecher wasn't chal, but since he said he's going to sell it, he doesn't want to backtrack on his word, and therefore the lekeach is kaina. Now the Rosh Hashanah Ezu Neshach on that Gemara explains that we don't make the lekeach pay, that's only when the mecher knew that the lekeach was taking. If the mecher did not know at the point that the lekeach was taking, that that's what was going on, it's not shayach to say that he was mecher. Without knowing to be Meichel, the Mechila is not Chal. However, the Pri Chodosh writes that if we're learning like Taisus, that the reason that he doesn't have to pay is because Nichal Adileko Behem Nusay, so for that, the Meicher doesn't have to actually know when the Lekech takes it. Even if he found out afterwards, the Lekech will still be Potter. Now, according to the Pri Chodosh, we have a tremendous Nafkamina between Rashi and Taisus. According to Rashi, in order for Rav Nachman's halacha to be applicable, that the ishamet va'ochel, if he ate it, le'mafkinamine, we don't make lekeach pay, according to Rashi, since that works al smechila, the meicher must be aware of the mechila that he's making. And if he doesn't know about it, Rav Nachman would say, we do make the lekeach pay. However, according to Taisvis, the way the Privat Chadash understands, since it works al smechila, he's happy to stand by his word. So, in that case, according to the Pri Chodosh, even if he doesn't know B'shas Maisa when the Lekeach is eating, since we know that he's happy to stand by his word, the Meicher cannot afterwards charge the Lekeach for what he ate. However, the Ksais in Simon Reish Tes Sif Katan He argues on the Pri Chodosh. He says, even according to Taisvis, that it works as Nichalet Leku Behemnusei, still, if he doesn't know about B'shas Maisa, it will have a din of Yiyush Lemidas, which means any chalois that's done through a person that b'shas ma'isa, he doesn't know about it, but we believe that if he knew b'shas ma'isa, he'd be maskim. Since the halacha is that yiyush le midas le have a yiyush that he did not know about b'shas ma'isa is not chal, the same way, even if we know that nichalei deleku behemnusei, and he would be happy to allow the lekeach to eat these pears, since b'shas maisa he didn't know about it, and we need his nichusa, we need his willingness to allow lekeach to take it and be potter. Therefore, it has a din of yish lemidas, and the halacha of yish lemidas is that it's lehav yish, and therefore, even according to Tosfos, the way the Ksais understands, if the Meicher didn't know about the Lekeach eating the pears b'shas maisa, he would be able to charge the Lekeach afterwards because there was never a chalois of a mechila, since it needs an actual positive das of the person who's being Meichel. Now the Gemara continues, the Rav is also amongst the Shittas that hold Oda Machan Dover Shleiber Lo'elam, because Rav said, someone who tells his friend, this field that I'm about to buy, when I buy it, it should be konui to you, it'll go over to your rishus, me'achshav. You're zeichen it from now, kono, the friend who is receiving the matana, is zeichen it. When the nisun was maknit to the mekabel, he didn't own it. He was talking about a field that he's going to buy soon. Still, Rav holds other maknit davar shleibo la'olam, and therefore the kinyan is chal. Now, Tosfos asks on the Gemara's Lashon. The Gemara says that someone tells his friend, this field that I'm going to buy, when I buy it, it should be konu to you from now, konu. Why does he have to say me'achshav? Since Rav holds all the machna davar shleibo la'olam, then he shouldn't need for him to say me'achshav. In the Mishnah of Ha'omer li'isha harayat mikudeshesli la'achash et esgayri, la'achash esgayir, if somebody is a mekadesh woman, after he's misgayir, or after she'll be misgayir, according to the Manda Omar, that Adam Machin Davar Shleibo La'ilam, she's mekudeshes, even if he didn't say harayat mikudeshesli me'achshav. Also, there's a Gemara in Masech LeKedushin Daf Nun Tes, if a man is mekadesh a woman after 30 days, she's mekudeshes, even if he didn't say me'achshav. Also, we see on the Gemara on Amud Beis that the Gemara said Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov holds other machna davar shleibo la'olam from the fact that he says that if somebody is mafresh peiros that are still mechuber to the karka, or peiros that didn't reach shlish gidulam, that they are not roy for truma now, and he's mafresh them, that the chalois should happen when they are roy, he holds it is truma, even though he didn't say me'achsha. So Tosfos asks, why does the Gemara over here say that Rav says he has to say that it's going to be connected to him me'achshav? Now Tosfos answers a very sadistic teretz that the general case where a person's kinyan karka is with either kinyan suder, chalipin, or a shtar, or a chazaka. Now in such a case where someone makes a kinyan suder or a kinyan chazaka and he wants the kinyan to be chal after 30 days, that won't work because it's kolsa kinyanai. Because by the time the 30 days come around, the suder that he was kainu with was given back to him. The chazaka that he made was finished. It's only b'shas he makes the chazaka. Since there's no remnant left from the kinyan suder or the kinyan chazaka, after 30 days, he won't be able to be kainu with the chazaka that, or the kinyan suder that he made originally. Same thing by a shtar. If he wrote a shtar and he writes the kinyan should be la'achar lamad yoyim and the shtar got ripped or lost by the time the 30 days came around, it's going to be kolsa kinyanai. Same thing is going to work by Mashiach. If he says, Mashiach ukni la'achar shloshim yoyim, make Mashiach and bizoicha after 30 days, it's not going to work because it's kolsa kinyanai. The kinyan finished. There's nothing left of the kinyan. Therefore, if he doesn't say me'achshav, the kinyanim that we just mentioned won't be chal. When he says me'achshav, what happens is the kinyan is chal now. Just, you have to wait 30 days for the kinyan to finish. However, the Mishnah in Kiddushin, where a man is mekadesh a woman after Geirus, or after her husband dies, there, generally, Kiddushin is done with Kesef. Now, by Kesef, even if the Chalois happens 30 days later, we don't say Kalsa Kinyanai by Kesef. Why? Because if the Kinyan is not Chal, then the woman who is Niskadesh, or the person who sold the Karka, will have to give the money back. There is a Roshim, there is a remnants of the kinyan that happened 30 days before that. There's a chayv of kesef hovering on the isha that was niskadish, or on the meicher of the karka. If the chalois of the kinyan is not chal, they'll have to give the money back. So we're not going to say it's kolsa kinyanai that there's no more kinyan anymore. The kinyan that he made 30 days before that still has a roshim, still leaves an impression. if the kinyan is not chal, the person who got the money is going to have to give the money back. Therefore, we're not going to say the idea of kalsa kinyanai by kesef, and therefore, the Mishnah of Kiddushin and the Gemara of Kiddushin, where he says, Harei Mekudeshesli, Lachar Lamed Yoyim, he doesn't have to say Me'achshav. It's as if the money is be'en, because if the chalois of the kinyan is not chal, the person is going to have to give the money back. Now, by the Mishnah of Peres Haruga, where he's mafrish, Davash Leibol Olam, there too he doesn't have to say Me'achshav, because when he's mafrish truma, it has a din of amiras legivaya kim siras lehedyet. He's promising to give it to Hashem. That has a din as if he gave it over to the hedyet already. Now, when one gives a chayfetz that he wants to sell to his friend after 30 days, if the kohen has it in his hand, of course we're not going to say kol sekinyanai, and the chalois of the kinyan can happen after 30 days also. Now, it's a bit of a chiddush what Tosfos is saying, that it's considered amiras legivaya. Truma l'chayra is a din that he gives it to the kohen, not to gevaya. It doesn't give that to Hashem. So to say that it has a din of amiras legevaya, l'chayra is a chiddush. Now Tosfos doesn't talk about it over here, but it should come out of Tosfos' words that the same halacha would apply to Rebbe on Amud Beis, where Rebbe says, someone who buys an eved al manas l'shacharoi, that's what the pasuk of Vesaskar eved al adayna was talking about. And the case is, he said, when I buy you, Hari Atzmacha Kodni Lucha Me'achshav. He tells the Eved, or he writes to him, that when I buy you, you're going to be Kodni to yourself from now. He says Me'achshav. Now, according to the Cheshmer of Tosis over here, and the Rashba says Mefurish in Kedushin Daf Samach Gimel, in such a case also, if the Shtar was ripped, the Shtar Shichur that he wrote to this Eved was ripped before he actually was able to buy this Eved, still, the Eved is Meshuchar, because Me'achshav helps for a case where it was Nikra Hashtar. However, the Rashba over there brings the Ramban that argues. He says if the Shtar Shichur was ripped, it's not going to help. The Ramban writes the Shichur wasn't Chal Me'achshav. It wasn't Chal then. All the Me'achshav helps for is that if he wants to be Chayzer, if he wants to change his mind, he can't. But of course, if it was Nikra Hashtar, according to the Ramban, the Shichur is not Chal, and the Kinyan is not Chal. Now the Rashba asks on that, if he can't be Chayzer, what's the rationale of that? It must be because we look at it as if it was Chal already. If that's the case, then the Shichur and the Kinyan were Chal, even if it was Nikra Hashtar. The Rashba understands like Tosfos. Now Tosfos and Bava Metzia Daf Tesayin also asked Tosfos Kash over here, why does it have to say Me'achshav, if you hold Davar Shleima La'olam is Chal? And you can't say it's to avoid the possibility of being chayzer, because the halacha is, Tosfos says, he could be chayzer. Calls a man, it doesn't come la'olam. So Tosfos' answer is, the nafkamina is, if the shtar was torn. If you wrote Me'achshav, even if the shtar was torn, b'shas the chaloy sakinyan, the mecher or the shechur is chal. So really what we have here is three shitas. We have shitas ha-Tosfos and Bava Metzia Daf Tesayin that we just mentioned, that when somebody writes Me'achshav, if it was Nikra Hashtar, the Kinyan is Chal, like Tosfos over here. However, regarding Chazara, if he wants to be Chazar, if he wants to change his mind, he can. According to Raman, it's just the opposite. If it was Nikra Hashtar, the Mecher is not Chal. Or if it was a case of Shichur, the Shichur is not Chal. However, Me'achshav helps that he can't be Chazar. According to the Rashba, Me'achshav helps for both. Also for the fact that he can't be chayzer, and also for the fact that if nikra hashtar, if the shtar was ripped, that still the shichur or the mecher is chal. Rav Shach and Avi Ezri, in Perek Chof Beis Halacha Aleph Mehilchas Mechira, explains the lamdus in this machlokes. He explains, according to Tosfos of Bava Metzia, the geder of a kinyan that's done me'achshav ala achar lamed yoyim is that, of course, there's a chalois maisa kinyan now. Through the maisa kinyan that's chal now, the kinyan is poyel, the kinyan is consummated after 30 days. And we find that somebody can make a maisa kinyan now, it's not chal now, it's chal later, but there is a chalois maisa kinyan that causes the chalois of the kinyan to happen later. We find Rish Lakish holds of a man as mekadesh a woman, la'achar shleishim yoyim, even though she's not mekudeshes now, still, she can't be chayzer, she can't change her mind. There's no chalois kedushin, just a chalois maisa kedushin, but it's enough to say that she can't be chayzer, and the kedushin will happen eventually after 30 days, because Rish Lakish holds, lo'osi dibur mevatel dibur. A person can't say something to be mevatel, to undo a dibur that he said before. Al kolpanim, we see there's a chalois maisa kinyan, even though there's no actual chalois kinyan until later. Now, halacha maisa, we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan, that holds that she could be chayzer in a case where a man was mekadesh a woman after 30 days, because Rabbi Yochanan holds asi dibur mevatel dibur. A person can say something to undo a dibur that he made before. But that's clear that when someone makes a maisa kinyan now and the chalois kinyan is later, it's not that what he did now has no chalois, didn't do anything. It's just a hechatimtza, a way of being goyim for the kinyan to happen later. There's a chalois maisa kinyan now that starts and finishes the chalois kinyan for later. There's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish to be chayzer, but there's definitely a chalois. If there was no chalois maisa kinyan, Rish Lakish wouldn't be able to say that she can't be chayzer. Therefore, legavi chazara, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan that osi dibur mevatel dibur. A person can change his mind and undo what he said before. However, if the shtar was ripped, there was a chalois maisa kinyan. Since he said me achshav, that chalois maisa kinyan starts now and finishes the kinyan later, even if the shtar was actually ripped or lost by the time the 30 days came around. Because really, what he did 30 days before that actually started the process of the kinyan. However, according to the Ramban, the chalois of the mechira is only after 30 days. Therefore, if the shtar was ripped by the time 30 days came around, there won't be any kinyan. However, regarding chazara, he can't be chazar. Just like Rabbi Yochanan holds that if a man is mekadesh a woman, after 30 days he could be chazar. Yet if he says, Me'achshuv al-achar lamed yoyim, Rabbi Yochanan is telling you that she can't be chazar, even though he holds asi dibur mevatel dibur. Still, when somebody says me'achshav, it lies in me'achshav that there won't be a chazara. The ma'isa kinyan gufa is a hischaivus that there won't be a chazara. So therefore, although the kinyan is not chal, and if it's nikra ashtar, the Ramban learns that the kinyan or the shechur is invalid, yet as far as chazara is concerned, the ma'isa kinyan gufa, in a case where somebody says me'achshav alachar lamed yoyim, is a hischaivus that there won't be a chazara. The Rashba holds that when somebody says me'achshav, it's as if the kinyan was already chal. Therefore, the Rashba holds that both he can't be chayzer once he said me'achshav, and even if the shtar was ripped, by the time 30 days came around, the kinyan is still chal. Likewise, the shechur, because it happened already. Now Tosfos writes that although Rav and Shmuel argue by kiddushin me'achshav alachar lamed yoyim, if a man is mekadesh nisha me'achshav, and after 30 days, according to Rav, it's a suffix if it's a tnai or a chazara. When he says me'achshav alachar lamed yoyim, do we say that when he said alachar lamed yoyim, it's a tnai? If he wants the kiddushin to be chal after 30 days, but the ikur kiddushin is chal me'achshav, or do we say it's a chazara and the kiddushin is only chal 30 days later? And here we say that Rav clearly holds that if somebody's makna something me'achshav ula'achar, that it's definitely not a chazara, it's definitely a tanai, and the kinyan happens immediately. So Taisus explains that if it's a davar shleim b'la'olam, something that can't be chal now, we're not going to assume that it's a chazara, that he changes his mind, that he means the kinyan to happen later. Since it's davar shleim b'la'olam, the simple understanding is that he's really maknit me'achshav, it's definitely not a chazara, and he just says lachar the kinyan because it can't be chal till then. Taisus has another mahalach to explain that Rav holds that if he says me'achshav at the end, as he did here, k'nui l'cho me'achshav, he definitely means to say that he's being machnit now, and it's not a chazara, he's not changing his mind, because the thing he said last was me'achshav. Mashenkin, the Gemara in Kedushin that says that Rav holds, it's a suffix when somebody says me'achshav l'achar lamed yoyim, is it a t'nai that he wants the chalois to be chal now, and it's just a t'nai that he's going to mask him in 30 days, or on the other hand, it could be that it's a chazari, changes his mind from being meichel the kedushin now to after 30 days. That's because he said first me'achshav and then he said l'achar lamed yoyim. However, if he says me'achshav last, he definitely means to make the kinyan now. That's how Tosfos explains the difference between our Gemara, where it's clearly the kinyan now, and the Gemara in Kedushin, where Rav says it's a safek, based on one of the two differences we just mentioned. However, Tosfos goes on to ask a kasha. There's a Gemara in Ksubas that says that if somebody is Moshech HaPara and he made the kinyan me'achshav al-achar lamed yayim, the Gemara says that if the Para is an agam, in a Rishus that it's possible to make Kinyan Mashiach after 30 days, then the Kinyan is Chal. If the Parah is in Rishus HaRabim where one cannot make Mashiach, the Kinyan is not Chal after 30 days. Taisus asks, according to what we just said, that when someone makes a Kinyan Me'achshav al-Achar al-Amad Yoim, that the understanding of those words are either a Chazorah, that he changed his mind and he wants the Kinyan to happen after 30 days, or a Tanai, and he wants the Kinyan to happen now, just by Tanai, that he's going to be Maskim after 30 days. According to either of those two understandings, it doesn't make any sense why it should make a difference if the Parah is in an Agam, where it's Roy for the Chalais of Mashiach to happen after the end of the 30 days, or if he's in a Shus Arabim. If it's a Tanai, what difference does it make? He's kind of B'shas the Kinyan, not 30 days later. Who cares where the Parah is 30 days later? It's just a Tanai to see whether he's going to be Maskim or not. And if it's a Chazara, and the Kinyan only happens 30 days later, it won't make a difference where it's standing. Even if it's standing in an Agam, it's Kalsa Kinyani of the original Mashiach. So Tosfos answers that that Gemara is going according to Rabbi Yochanan. Now Rabbi Yochanan holds that when somebody says, he's Mekadosh Nisha Me'achshav Al-Achar Lamed Yoim, what happens is it's not a Tnai or a Chazara, as Rabbi has a Sofik. It's a third Mahalach. It's Kishraga de Livni. What happens is the Chalos of the Kedushin starts by day one, and it gets stronger and stronger and stronger until the 30th day. It is like a shranga de livni, like a wall made out of layers of bricks. He adds another layer and another layer and another layer. Therefore, the chalos started immediately. In order for the chalos to finish at the end of 30 days, the parah has to be in a place where the chalos of Mashiach can be chal. Therefore, Rabbi Yechon Lishitasei holds that the parah has to be in an agam by the end of the 30 days, because it's finishing off the chalais of the Kinyan of Mashiach. However, according to Rav, that holds that it's a suffix whether, when one says Me'achshav al-Achar al-Amad Yoim, it's a Tnai or a Chazara, and definitely according to Shmuel, who holds that every Me'achshav al-Achar al-Amad Yoim is just a Tnai, if at the end of 30 days he's maskim for this Kinyan, it should be Chal, originally B'shas the Maisa Kinyan, and a Chinami, it makes no difference where the Parah is standing. If it's just a Tnai, so as long as he's masking that the Kinyan that he made 30 days ago should be Chal, it's Chal. It doesn't matter where the Parah is. And according to Rav, if he holds it Tanai, it's going to be Chal no matter where the Parah is. And if he holds it a Chazara, that when somebody says Me'achshav al-Achar al-Amad Yoim, he's Chayzer, and he means to say that the Kinyan should be Chal after 30 days and not Me'achshav, it doesn't matter where the Parah is standing, the Kinyan won't be Chal after 30 days. Because it's called the Kinyan. Now to summarize what we came out of the different shitas in Taisvus, it comes out like this. If somebody makes a Kinyan Kesef and he says the Kinyan is La'achar Lamad Yoim, you should be Kaina after 30 days, the Kinyan is Chal after 30 days, even if the money is not Be'en anymore, since there is a Chayv hovering over the Meicher, it's considered as if the money were Be'en, because if he says that he's Chayzer in the Kinyan, he doesn't want to be Maknet now, he'll have to pay the money back. That makes the money as if it's Be'en, and therefore it's not going to be a Kalsa Kinyane. If he was kind of something with a shtar for after 30 days, the Kinyan is only valid if the shtar is around. If the shtar got ripped and he said La'achar Shleishim Yoim, the Kinyan is not Chal. If somebody makes a Kinyan Sudr, Kinyan Chalipin, or Meshicha, or Chazaka, such a Kinyan doesn't have any remnants after the 30 days, therefore it's going to be Kalsa Kinyane and he won't be Kaina. Now, if somebody said, Me'achshav al-Achar Shleishim Yoim, we said there are three shitas in the Gemara, what that means. According to Shmuel, Me'achshav al-Achar Lamed Yoim is a Tnai. What he means is he wants the Kinyan to be Chal now, and it's B'Tnai that he's going to be Maskim in 30 days. According to Rav, Rav is a Sofik, it could be like Shmuel, that it's just a Tnai, that the Kinyan is Chal now, B'Tnai that he's Maskim in 30 days. It could be a Chazar, that when he said Me'achshav, he changed his mind immediately afterwards and he said the chalos of the Kinyan should be after 30 days. It's a suffix according to Rav. According to Rabbi Yochanan, like we said, it's Kishraga de Livni. The Kinyan starts now and it finishes, it's consummated at the point of the 30 days. Memeilev, somebody's Kaina, Me'achshav al-Achar al-Amad Yoim, with a Kinyan Sudur or a Chazaka or with a Shtar that actually got ripped, where in a normal case we'll say Kalsa, but here he said Me'achshav, so we might not say Kalsa. So it works out like this. According to Shmuel, he's Kaina. The Kinyan was Me'achshav. As long as he's interested in the Kinyan being valid, since Me'achshav al-Achar al-Amad Yoim is just a Tanai, If he's mekayim the Tanai, if he wants the kinyan to be chal, it's chal me'achshav. According to Rav, it's a suffix. It could be it's just a Tanai and it was chal immediately. It could be it's a chazara. He changed his mind and he wants the kinyan only to happen after 30 days, and me'la, it'll be called a kinyanai. So me'la blives a suffix. According to Rav Yochanan, likewise, the kinyan starts immediately. It's only chal after 30 days. It builds up and builds up and builds up. Since by the time 30 days came around, it was called a kinyanai, me'la, he can't be kinyan. If somebody says me'achshav l'achar shleishim yoim in a case of mishicha, according to Shmuel, it'll be the same thing. Since it's a tanai, he's kinyan me'achshav as long as by the time 30 days came around, he's still maskim in the kinyan. According to Rav, it's going to be a suffix no matter where the par is. If it's a tanai, he's zaycha immediately. If it's a chazara, he's not zaycha at all. It's called a kinyan. According to Rabbi Yechanan, it makes a difference. If it's in the agam, a place where it's roy for somebody to be kinyan kinyan mashicha, it has a din of a simta, then what happened was the kinyan started me'achshav. It finished by the 30th day. If it, by the 30th day it's in an agam, he's kinyan. If it's not in an agam, according to Rabbi Yechanan, he won't be kinyan, because by the time the kinyan is supposed to finish, by the 30th day, he wasn't in a place where it's shayach for mashicha to be chal. Now, there's an interesting machlekes in Shitas Rabbi Yechanan. What happens if by day one he made mashicha in a place where it's right to make mashicha, in a simta, or in an agam, and by day 15 it went out of the agam, and by day 30 it came back? According to Taisus over here, even if it went out, as long as it came back by day number 30, the kinyan is chal. According to the Ran, in Ksubis, the Ksais brings down the Shitas Haran, and Simen Kuf Tzadik Zayin, Siv Katan Gimel, even if it went out just a little bit, the middle of the 30-day period, the kinyan is not chal. According to the Ran, according to Rabbi Yechon, in order for the kinyan to be chal, the parah has to be in an agam, a place where it's roi to make kinyan mashicha, for 30 consecutive days. And Rabbi Chanan writes in Kevet Sa'oris that even though, according to Rabbi Yechon, it has to be in an agam by the end of the 30 days, in order for the kinyan to be chal, still, if it wasn't there by the end of the 30 days, went out before that, he still will be kind of somewhat. It's like trying to live. It's one layer of a kinyan, then another layer, then another layer. So if it was there just for 15 days, so he was zeichen it for half the kinyan. According to Rabbi Chanan, he'll still be zeicha b'miksas, even if it wasn't there b'shas, day number 30. Since it works as shrag de livni, he will be at least kind of b'miksas connected to the time that it actually wasn't an agam. Now the Goyin in Seif Simon Kuf Tzadik Aleph and Chayesh Mishpat writes that since the Paiskim were Seisim, they didn't write that when somebody makes a kinyan, me'achshav l'achar lamed yoyim, that it's totally in the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan that we just mentioned, and it seems that everybody holds the kinyan as chal immediately, it must be that as far as kinyanim are concerned, both Rabbi Yechanan and Rav are moided to Shmuel. Rabbi Yechanan that holds that the kinyan of me'achshav l'achar lamed yoyim is kishraga de livni, and Rav who holds as a suffix, whether it's a tanai or chazara, are both moida to Shmuel by kinyanim that it's a tanai and the chalois happens immediately. The whole machlekes is just by kiddushin. This guy is not working with Taisus over here that understands that the machlekes Rav, Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel, whether it's a tanai or a suffix tanai, suffix chazara, or the kinyan works kishraga de livni, is applicable to kinyanim, just like it's applicable by kiddushin. Now the Gemara continues to bring a raya from Rabbi Yanai that he also holds that other makna davash leibol olam. The Gemara mentions a story where Rabbi Yanai had an oris who was working for him, used to bring his peiros every Erev Shabbos. One Erev Shabbos, he saw that he wasn't going to be there on time, so Rabbi Yanai was mafrish trumas u'maisis from his peiros onto the payers that the Oros is going to bring him the next day on Shabbos, although at that point those payers that he was going to bring him were still a Dovash Leibol Olam. Now Taisus points out that it must be those payers at that point on Erev Shabbos belong to the Oros and not to Rabbi Yanai, because if it belonged to Rabbi Yanai, it won't be considered a Dovash Leibol Olam. Even if those payers were Mechubar Lakarka, he'd be able to be Mafresh from his payers onto the payers that were Mechubar, because it's Biyodai to be Tailish. Now, Taisa says maybe it's possible that the payers were very far away, and therefore won't be considered biyodei Rabbi Yanai to be mafresh. Taisa says that's very not mistaver. It's not mistaver because something is far away that it won't be considered biyodei. Practically, it might be hard to do, but in the lamdas of biyadai, that's not going to make it not biyadai. Rabbi Chanan and Kaivat Tzaharis explains that when we say something is biyadai, it doesn't mean it has to be biyadai bepayel, that he can actually do it. As long as theoretically he can do it, even if technically it's going to be very hard or even impossible, as long as it's possible for him to do it theoretically, that will be considered biyadai. As long as halachically he's able to do this act, even if physically it's impossible, it's going to be considered biyadai. However, Rabbi Chanan says that's totally in a machlekes rishayim that we find by geises. The halacha is that a geises can't make a kinyan. And there's two mahalchim in the rishayim why. According to Rabbeinu Yoyel, it comes out that even if a geises were able to speak, he's not a bar kinyan, he has a din of a mace already. And therefore, even if he knows what's going on, he can't give a get, he can't make a kinyan. According to the Rashbam, the reason a geises can't make a kinyan is because he can't speak. He can't speak, he can't possibly make a haknah. Theoretically, if he was able to speak, he thought it would be a bar kinyan. It's only because technically he can't communicate, therefore he can't make a kinyan. We see from the Rashbam Shita that something that one cannot do because technically he's not capable, and not because halachically he's incapable, also renders him unfit to do that act, and therefore a geises who can't speak can't make a kinyan because he technically cannot do the kinyan, not because halachically there's any reason not to. B'chanan understands that Taisus over here defines one being capable of doing an act not based on his technical ability to do it, rather based on his halachic viability in doing such a maisa. Rabbi Kiviger asks Akasha. The Gemara brings a raya. The Rabbi Yanai holds a person can be makna dover shlei b'la oilam from the fact that it was mafresh from his peiros onto the peiros of the oris that he didn't own yet. And still, the chalos of the afrasha was chal. Kivegra asks, since the halacha is, the Gemara says in Masechta Nedarim, that a person could be mafresh mishaloy al shal chaveiroi, one could be mafresh from his peiros onto his friend's peiros, to pater his friend's peiros. So why does the Gemara say that it works out stavar shalei b'la oilam? And Rabbi Yanai clearly holds like the shittas that other makin davar shalei b'la oilam. It's not davar shalei b'la oilam. It's biyadai to be mafrish mishalei al shal chaveiroi. And the rule is, anything that's biyadai is not going to be considered a davar shalei b'la oilam. It's biyadai for him to do this hafrasha without the chalois of adam makna davar shalei b'la oilam. So even if he was mafrish here, on the pairs that were going to come to him tomorrow, that the chalois should happen tomorrow, but since he could theoretically do the chalois today, by being mafrish mishalei al shal chaveiroi, it's biyadai. Why does the Gemara have a raya from here that Rabbi Yanai holds adam makna davar shalei b'la oilam? So Rabbi Chaim, in the stencil answers, and Rabbi Chanan and Kavitz Oris writes the same, that biyadai only helps when it's that maisa. We say that one can do a chalois on a davar shalei b'la oilam because it's biyadai to do that act right now. However, to be mafresh on peiros tomorrow that are going to be his, because it's biyadai to be mafresh on those peiros today when they're not his, that's a different act. When a person is mafresh mishalei al shal chaveiroi, he's being mafresh either midin shlichus or midin zchia, but it's a hafrasha for the bala peiros. It's not a hafrasha for himself. When a person is mafresh on the peiros that he's going to get tomorrow, as the bala maisa, as the person who owns the peiros, that's a different kind of hafrasha. Biyadai only helps to say it's not a davar shalei b'la oilam when it's the same maisa. When he's mafresh on his peiros tomorrow, because he can be mafresh on his peiros today, that's the same act. By being mafresh on his peiros tomorrow, because he can be mafresh on somebody else's peiros today, that's not the same act. That's not considered biyodai to do this maisa. What's biyodai to be mafresh mishalei al shal chaveiroi doesn't make it that it's biyodai to be mafresh on his own peiros the next day, even though it's davar shalei b'la oilam. When he's mafresh for his friend's peiros, it works out shlichus, it works out tzchia. It's not the same hafrash that he's doing tomorrow, therefore it's not going to be considered biyodai to make it a non-davar shalei b'la oilam. That he can be a shliach for the bala peiros today doesn't make it biyodai to be mafresh on his own peiros tomorrow. Now the Gemara continues that Reb Chiya brought a riot to Reb Yanai that he acted correctly from the pasuk of Laman Tilmad Diyaras Hashem Lekecha Kala Yomim. According to Rashi, we learn from there that one may be mafresh meiser on a davar shalei b'la oilam. That's why he could be mafresh from Erev Shabbos on to Shabbos That's the Kol Hayom that the Pasuk's talking about, because it's mutter to be mafrish a davar shebalayil and a davar shelo balayil. So that's the case. What's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov than other days? If it's mutter to be mafrish on a davar shelo balayil. So Tosfos answers, the Pasuk's not coming to be matter hafrasha on a davar shelo balayil. Tosfos says the Pasuk's coming to be matter to be mafrish shelo min amukif. The halacha is you normally have to be mafrish when things are min amukif, when things are close to each other. The truma that is being mafresh has to be close next to the tevel is being matir. The pasuk's come to be matir that if there's no choice, like such a case where he has to eat peiros on Shabbos, and in order for him to do that, he has to be mafresh. Shleim amukif. The pasuk comes to say that he's allowed to be mafresh for Shabbos. Shleim amukif, even though l'katchila he's not allowed to. And the Ritva answers Taisus Kasha and Rashi that the pasuk comes to tell me that it's only mutter to be mafresh on a davar shelo balayil when there's no choice, such as by Shabbos, like in the case of Rabbi Yannai. However, l'katchila there's a mitzvah to be mafresh on a davar shelo balayil. Therefore, the Kol Hayomim is marbe that by Shabbos, where there's no choice, one may be mafresh on a davar shelo balayil. Not in such a case, avada l'katchila is mechuyev to wait till it comes loyil. Now, Tosfos asks Akasha on himself, why do we say that Rabbi Yannai should be mafresh on Erev Shabbos Shleim and Amukif? L'chayr, it should be better for him to wait till Shabbos when he gets the payers, and he'll be mafresh min Amukif. To be mafresh on Shabbos is only an issur d'rabbanan. Min HaTorah, one may be mafresh on Shabbos. Why do we say that it's better to be mafresh Shleim and Amukif on Erev Shabbos than to be mafresh min Amukif on Shabbos? On Shabbos, min HaTorah, it's mutter to be mafresh. So Tosfos answers that the case the Pasuk is talking about, the mafresh shleim amukif, l'tzayruch Shabbos, is just the opposite. The payers that he wants to be mafresh with are far away from him. The payers that he wants to eat, that are next to him, are not that much. If he's going to be mafresh from these payers, mineu bei, what's going to happen is he won't have enough for Suda Shabbos. Therefore, the Pasuk tells us one may be mafresh from payers that are far away from him. Although it's shleim amukif, in order to be matter all the payers that are next to him, which he needs, l'tzayruch Shabbos. Now Tosfos asks, okay, so we understand the pasuk, but Rabbi Yannai's case wasn't like that. In Rabbi Yannai's case, his oros was going to bring him the payers on Shabbos. The payers would be next to him. Why was he mafresh the day before Shleim and Amukif? Let him be mafresh on Shabbos. Being mafresh on Shabbos, as we said, is only a Sidur Rabbanon. So therefore Tosfos asks, let him be mafresh on Shabbos, min Amukif, and not be mafresh Erev Shabbos, Shleim and Amukif. So Tosfos answers, since Trumas Peiros are only a Derabbanan, but the Raisa, you only have to be mafresh Trumas and Maestros on Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar. Since Trumas Peiros is only a Derabbanan, and we're Mekel to be mafresh Leiman HaMukif when there's a big Tzairich, therefore he was Mekel over here also. Although this is not the exact case as the Pasuk. Tosfos' second Teretz is, this is also considered Tzairich Shabbos, that it shouldn't have to be Matriach to deal with Hafrashas Trumas and Maestros on Shabbos, therefore we're Mater for him to be mafresh shleim and amukif on Erev Shabbos, even though he could be mafresh on Shabbos min amukif, in order to avoid him the tircha of being mafresh on Shabbos. Now the Ramban deals with the inyan of shleim and amukif independently from taicha the pasuk. The Ramban just asks the kasha, how could Rabbi Yannai be mafresh on Erev Shabbos shleim and amukif? It says it's also to be mafresh shleim and amukif. So the Ramban answers, when there's a big tzairach, we are matir hafrashas trumas ma'isrus shleim and amukif. And mitzvah Tzairich Shabbos is going to be considered a big tzairich that we're matter for it, the iser of hafrashas trumas hamaisa shleim and amukif. Then the Ramban goes on to answer that it's not really shleim and amukif. When he's mafresh on Erev Shabbos, payers that he's going to get on Shabbos, what's happening is the chalois happens on Shabbos when the payers are next to each other, when it's mukif. There's no iser of being mafresh shleim and amukif. The chalos truma happens the next day on Shabbos when he's makif the peiros to the truma. Therefore, he's not over at all the isra of being mafresh shleiman amukif. Now, the Karen Oira asked, though, on this, in this case, he's being mafresh on Shabbos. If the chalos hafrasha actually happens the next day when he's being makif the peiros with the truma, it comes out that the hafrasha trumas and maestros happens on Shabbos, not on Erev Shabbos. He's being over the isra of being mafresh on Shabbos. So the Karen Oira answers, if there's no choice, it's not going to be mutter. If he can avoid doing that avada, it's also for him to do that, where the chalos of the truma will happen on Shabbos. However, since there's no option, we want him to be mafresh minam mukif. So we say the halos of the truma happens on Shabbos when the truma is mukif, when it's next to the peiris. Now it comes out according to the Karen Oira, the issur of hafrashas trumas on Shabbos is when the halos hafrasha happens on Shabbos. If there's no choice, we're mekel. But otherwise, it's also to do the maisa hafrasha on Erev Shabbos if the halos hafrasha is going to happen on Shabbos. According to the Ramban, if anyone wants to understand the Ramban of Pashas without understanding like the Karen Oira, the Ramban seems to be saying that the Isser of Hafrasha on Shabbos is only when somebody does the Maisa Hafrasha on Shabbos. If he does the Maisa Hafrasha on Erev Shabbos, and the Halos Hafrasha happens on Shabbos, their Taka is no Isser. L'chaira, there's two tzadim to understand the Isser of Hafrasha on Shabbos. Is the Isser to do the Maisa Hafrasha on Shabbos, or is the Isser, even if he does the Maisa Hafrasha on Erev Shabbos, if it's Chal on Shabbos, that's also Asr. The Karen Ayer understands that also would be Asr. It's very possible to learn that the Ramban understands that the Isser is just to do the Maisa Hafrasha on Shabbos. If the Chalos Hafrasha happens on Shabbos, that doesn't bother us. There's a nice say in the Paiskim, the Gabe, the Isser of being Makna on Shabbos also. Is the Isser to do the Maisa Akna on Shabbos, or is the Isser to have the Chalos Akna on Shabbos? The Chayer, that Shaila in the Paiskim is similar to the Shaila that we're discussing in the Ramban and the Karen Ayra. Now the Gemara starts the next sugya. The Yeshiva asks Rav Sheshes, is an Eid Echod Nemon to be matur a woman to do Yibam with her Yavam? The Gemara explains, what's the reason we're Saimach on an Eid Echod to be matur an Eshesish to marry? Is it because we're Saimach on an Eid Echod when it's a Milsa David Gluye, something that we're going to find out about anyways, and therefore here too we should be matur the woman to do Yibam, because eventually we're going to find out whether her husband died or not, so therefore the Eid Echad will be Nemon? Or is it because Daiko Mintzava, the reason we're matter and Eish Tzish to marry is because she checks out very well. That's the Iker reason of the Heter. Therefore, in a place where Rechayshah she's not going to check out so well, could be she very much wants to be Nisyabim to her Yavim, she likes him, so therefore she's not going to be as thorough in checking whether her husband died, and we can't be Saimach for that reason, on her daiko mitzvah, that's why an Eid Echad won't be Neman. That's the Gemara Shaila. Now that's clear when the Gemara says, is the reason we're Samech on Eid Echad because it's a Milsa Davudi L'Gluyei, or is it because daiko mitzvah? It's mashma that the Gemara had a Havamina to say that we don't need daiko mitzvah to be Matar and Eishes Ish. Taisa says that's impossible. All over the parak we find that the Heter of Eid Echad is based on the fact that it's daiko mitzvah. Taisa explains the Gemara Shaila is, what's the Iker Nemanus? Is the Iker Nemanus because of the Eid Echad, and therefore we need a tziruf, a sniff. We need to strengthen the Nemanus of the Eid Echad with Daiko Mintzvah. But it's enough if it's Daiko Ksas, if she is somewhat careful, even if she's not overly thorough. Therefore, in such a case, it would be matter her to do Yibam with her Yavam based on the Nemanus of an Eid Echad. The Iker Nemanus is the Eid Echad. She's Daiko Mintzvah somewhat. When she's Oymed Libum, that's enough for us to be mitzaref that to the Nemanus of the Eid Echad. However, the Gemara has another tzad. The Iker Heter is not based on the Nemanus of the Eid Echad. The Iker reason for the Heter is her Daiko Mintzvah. She has to be overly thorough. She has to be Daiko Harbe. She has to be very thorough in her checking whether her husband died. And that's the main reason we're Samech on the Eid Echad to be matter. If that's the case, by a Yavam, where it's possible that she'll be more lax, not as thorough in checking whether her husband died, because she really subconsciously wants to marry the Yavam, therefore we're not going to Samech on Eid Echad to matter her to do Yibam. The Gemara brings a raya that Eid Echad is Nemon from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if the Eidim told her her son died, and then her husband died, and she did Yibam, and then they told her they made a mistake, and it was just the opposite, that her husband died first, and then her child died, which would ask her to do Yibum. Talocha is Teitze, she has to leave the Yavam, and the child she has with the Yavam is a Mamzer. So the Gemara asks, what's the case? If she started out with two Eidim that said she should do Yibum, and then another two Eidim came and contradicted them and said she shouldn't do Yibum, why do we say Teitze? Why shouldn't she be able to stay with her Yavam? Why do you rely on the two Eidim that answered her, rely on the two Eidim that are matter her? The Gemara proves, you see, obviously the case was that it was an Eid Echad that was matter to do Yibum, and therefore, if two Eidim come and are Makrishim, they're going to be Nemon and she has to leave the Yavam. Al Kapanim, the Gemara brings a raya that Eid Echad is Nemon to be matter Yibum. And Taisus asks, when the Gemara says, Why do you rely on the two Edom that asked her, rely on the two Edom that say she's mutter to stay with the Yavam? Practice, what kind of cash is that? Of course she has to go out. It's a treyu trey. There are two Edom that say she's osur, two Edom say she's mutter. Why would you allow her to stay misafik? We hold treyu trey sfeika derabanan when there's two Edom that say she's mutter and two Edom that say she's osur. In such a case, Chazaka Gadur determined the halacha, she was becheskas iser to her Yavam. So in this case, we'll say that the two Edom cancel out each other, and the Cheskas Isser will be machria that she's usher to the Yavam. Why would we say that she can stay with the Yavam in a case of Trey Trey? The Taisus answers, since she's saying barili that she's mutter to do Yavam, and the Yavam is saying also barili that he's allowed to do Yavam. In such a case, we're going to compare that to the woman who married one of the Edom that was made that her husband died. When they're both bari, the chazaka is not going to have the strength to make her leave the Yavam, and therefore, the Gemara Taka asks, why do you go bust on the two Edom that say she has to leave? Rely on the two Edom that say she can stay, as both she and the Yavam are saying bari. Now the Rasha asks the Kash on this. Taisus, in the beginning of the Perek, and the Pechesam and Beis, Dibur Maskal Lahabo, also asks such a Kasha. Why do we say if there are two Edom that say her husband died, and two Edom say that her husband is alive, that if she married one of the Edom, she can stay with him? She's Becheska Sisser. According to the Shita, that Trey Sveika Derabbanon, when there are two Edom that are Mater and two Edom that Aser, Chazaka can be Machria, the Chazaka of Eishes Ish says that she's still married to this husband. She's still alive, and she's an Eishes Ish. How could we possibly allow her to stay with one of the Edom that was made that she's Mutter? So Taisus answers, true, there's a Cheska Sisser, there's a Cheska Eishes Ish. However, since a woman is Daiko Minseva, that makes the Cheskas Eishes Ish very weak, and therefore she can stay with one of the Edom that was made that her husband died. It's a weaker Chazaka. Frektim Rasho, in our Sugya, that's Gufa the Shiloh. Do we say Daiko Minseva in a case where the Edom is being matter to a Yavam? And it's sad in our Sugya that she can't rely on an Edechon because she's not Daiko Minseva. How could you say that we definitely would be mad to her to stay with the Yavam in the case of Trey Trey because she's saying worry and he's saying worry? It's like Nisus Le'echad Me'edeo, it's as if she were married to one of her Edom. Over there it only works because Daiko Minseva. Here that's good for the Shail and the Gemara if we say Daiko Minseva. And if we don't say Daiko Minseva, she definitely would have to leave her Yavam, even in the case of a Trey Trey. So there's no Raya the Mishnah is talking about an Edechad. Now the Karnir Aim wants to answer the Marshal's Kasha that it's different whether we're talking about an Isser just in regards to her and the Yavam, or if we're talking about an Isser that's negeah to the whole world. By us, in our Sugya, the Shaila is just between her and the Yavam. In such a case, even without Daiko Minseva, Taisus would be Maida, she doesn't have to leave in a case where she's saying Bari. If there's a Trey and she's a Bari and he's a Bari, she can stay. On Daf Peches Amud Beis, however, the Gemara is dealing over there with whether she's mutter to the entire world. When we're handling a shayla that's negea, not just to her in the oven, but negea to her and everybody else, the question is she an Eishes Ish that's mutter to the entire world or not? To be mad to her, to everybody, that needs Daiko Minseva. Without that, we would go with the Chazkas Eishes Ish and say that she's Vaday Osir. And the Berakas Avraham gives another teres to Mashal's Kasha, with L'chayr, a very posh desvara. True, Taisus says in Daf Peches that we need Daiko Minseva to make erase it to the Chazaka, to weaken the Chazaka. And only then, by a case of Trey Trey, is she mutter to stay with one of the Edom. And our Sugi Gufa is being done, whether it's Daiko Minseva. The Shiloh over here, if we say Daiko Minseva, as Taisus explains, which we mentioned before, it's not whether Daiko Minseva. Of course it's Daiko Minseva. The question is it enough of a Daiko Minseva? Is it a Diuka Rabba? Is she very medayik? Is she very thorough? And therefore will we matter her to Yavam, like we're matter and Eishes Ish La'alma? Or do we say no, the Diuk that she does when it comes to Yibum is a lesser Diuk, and therefore it's not enough to be matter her? However, the Gemara doesn't have a Havamina, there's no Diuk at all. It could be when Taisus says that we need Daiko Minseva to be matter her in a case of Trey or Trey, Taisus doesn't mean that they need the Diuk that's matter her li'alma. It could be even a smaller diuk, a less thorough diuk, will also be enough to make a reza to the cheskas eishes ish, and therefore, even in our sugya, it would be enough by a tray, the small diuk that she does, to allow her to stay with her yavam, and to make a reza to the cheskas eishes ish, since they're both saying bari. Bekitzur, the diuk that's necessary to be matter an eishes ish la'alma is a much stronger diuk than what's necessary to make a raise to the cheskas eishes ish in a case of trey. Therefore, it's pashut to Taisus that even on the tzad of the Gemara that we don't say that a woman is medayik enough to matter her liyavam, still that level of diuk will be enough to at least make a raise to the cheskas isra that she has to the yavam, and she'll be mutter to him if she's saying a bari and he's saying a bari and there's a trey.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.